You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
I think I have kind of a new goal.
What is it?
What's that, partner?
Well, I know you follow him on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it or not, D, but Dion Cole.
Yeah, I saw. I knew of that particular post you're talking about, that squad, because my wife follows their Instagram.
The Silver, what are they called? The Silver Foxes? Is that a squad?
Yeah, that's they are actual club, and they do charity work and stuff and all of that.
Silver Fox again.
That's why they LLC'd themselves. You know, they made themselves a business
that's
or whatever.
Super cool. I like SIL. So they're on.
Instagram, yeah.
Silver Foxes?
Yeah, the Silver Foxes. I don't know if it's Silver Fox Squad or Silver Fox Club, but
it's Silver Fox Squad. There it is. They have 59,000 followers.
My wife was following them, and then when I said something about I want to try to color my beard one day just to see how it is, she was like, you need to stay a Silver Fox. And it kind of threw me because I didn't even know she knew that term. I was like, She's like, see, look. And then I was looking at all the guys, and I was like, I wonder, can you be a fat Silver Fox? Because all them bitches was in shape.
They're totally in shape. And what do they do? They're just cool-looking, stylish old dudes.
And
they don't sing or anything, do they?
No. I listened to their Happy Mother's Day post. They're all, because there's one guy who's Jamaican, there's one guy who's African.
Is there a white dude in there?
Yeah. There's a
lot of white guy in there. I see it. Yeah.
There's a British guy, you know, and they're like, one guy's holding roses standing on this balcony with his hat on and his beard just flowing. It's like, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
I love these dudes. I think we should start our own.
We should.
The problem is you have to exclude people.
Call yourself. Yeah. Well, I would only exclude just if you ain't got no gray. I wouldn't. You know, if you fat,
I think you got to be stylish.
Stylish? You're stylish, big people.
I think you got to. Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely, there are. But you got to be stylish.
Yeah.
You got to go out and, you know, because these guys all look the part.
I got the stylish clothes. I don't know. It seems like a chore to wear them. My wife always gets on me. She was like, you got this stuff in here and it got tags on it. I was like, I don't know. I feel like itchy. I feel like a little kid. You know when a little kid puts on a suit when they're young and they really don't want to? When I dress that, I go to feeling itchy. I'm like, I got to get off, take this off real quick.
I have never, ever, ever liked dressing up from day one. I don't know why.
No, I do it. I do it.
I do when it's a thing you need to dress up for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem going out. I know my bitch likes it, so that makes me feel good. You know.
Yeah, it's the only reason I would do it.
But these
it's the only reason I have done it.
But these Silver Fox dudes, they're styling, man. They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are just cool.
And Silver Foxes are hot too, man. Girls have a thing for them.
Did you go to their page?
Not them specifically. I just mean Silver Foxes in general, though.
I need to join a club like this. I need something to be inspiring. Because just imagine all the inspiration there.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are taking care of themselves.
Yep.
They put on their uniform every day and go out and be Silver Foxy.
Well, if you like it, do it.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's cool. It's that club that I've always wanted to belong to. Except I'm not Silver Foxy.
We will be behind you 100%.
I'm not Silver. I was just thinking that it would be fun to start our own. But problem is, you have to exclude people, and I can't do that. I feel bad doing that. But in my mind, it has to be a certain select group of people. Otherwise, it's not a club. It's just a bunch of people hanging out.
True.
No,
you can like be the starting guy, the founding member, and create the criteria of what you want in your club.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, if you don't fit the criteria,
then people kind of follow behind.
I feel bad, though. I feel bad.
Well, then maybe you're not the right person.
I'm probably not
cutthroat enough.
I don't want to be cutthroat. No, I would be one of. I'd be a. How about this? I'd be a co-founding member. Where you got your first guy in your club, and then you'd handle all the other stuff.
Yeah. make him look like a dick, and yes. you're the nice guy.
No, it's just, you know, it has to be. I would think it would have to start organically. You're gonna have to meet certain dudes that you hang out with that you find are kind of cool, or for whatever reason, you know, maybe a self-starters.
You're a strange man, Mr. James.
What?
I get what he's saying.
It would have to be, you know, it would have to happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
You do get it?
I get what he's saying, but I do believe that sometimes he overthinks it when it's a little bit more simple. But I know what
like
the,
how,
what the
how, destiny, how, in this case, how am I overthinking it?
It don't have to be. You can set out to want to start a club and then go from there and actually take applications of people that want to be a part of the club, you know.
But how can you do that in today's day and age? You go, okay, you got to be between this age and this age. You have to earn this amount of money.
Almost like a casting call.
Same reason you can't be a Cub Scout anymore. It's got rules.
You have to dress. That's true. You have to, you know, you have to be stylish. You have to have your own style. You have to have something that you bring to the group.
Just do it. Because see, right now,
expertise you bring to the group.
Right now, you're at a point and a status in your life that where people want to be a part of what you're an influencer. People want to be a part of what you got going on.
I don't want to be.
Stop it. Yes, you do.
I don't see anybody else that would want to. Lex doesn't want a part of it.
That's Lex. Lex is, you're not talking to Lex.
It's not the way I like to dress. Yeah. That doesn't interest me. But if it did interest me, I would be interested.
And you go to these really cool things like, you know, really cool whiskey tastings and you're doing all kinds of cool things like that.
That's how y'all meetings could start.
Yeah.
Your meetings every Thursday.
A bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, at such and such a whiskey bar or such and such a speakeasy. And then you just grow from there.
Yeah, speakeasy. Make it even more exclusive. And
but you are an influential guy. I mean, how do you think you got people to listen to Gang of Two? How do you think you got people to listen to Terry James
Dick
Live?
Dick jokes.
Either way, that you know, some people don't like that.
I'm just...
they don't listen to you, but you have exclusive people that listen...
Yeah, but
this is just dick jokes in a suit.
No. There's deeper, you know. I think that everybody has something really cool to offer in a support type of system.
It can happen. I mean, that's how you have, like, I know in the black community, you have exclusive clubs like you have Jack and Jill, you know, which is considered hoity-toity because it's the upper echelon, higher upper middle class to upper class of people, and they have cotillions for their children and stuff. And at one time my mom was thinking about putting us in Jack and Jill, and my daddy looked at it like her and said, "The hell you are? Well, yeah, ain't no damn Jack and Jill, you know." And but that's an exclusive club. You have to be vetted to get in it.
See,
you know?
I don't even want to meet the other guy's wives.
Make that a criteria.
It's just us guys getting together.
Being
dudes.
You write the bylaws and the mission statement
about them.
You write the
bylaws. Does that sound appealing?
Mm-mm.
Okay, maybe not.
to dope, man, you shooting your own self in the foot before you step out the door. You're like, I'm finna go on the walk. Pow! Oh, I can't go. My foot hurts.
All I'm seeing is Greg Marmalard in Animal House.
No, see, you know, and that's the thing.
Because, see, this is what I think, and I could be totally wrong. You're afraid that if you put it out there and nobody bites immediately, you'll be like, oh, it didn't work, it failed.
No, not at all.
I think it's the opposite for him. He's more afraid everybody's going to want to be in, and then he's going to say no. And they're going to be like, he's a dick.
And then I got to say no, and I got to say you're not cool enough. Yeah.
So,
but it's not a cool enough
thing. I don't
think
you have to be afraid of that.
Relax.
What?
Oh, man.
Trying to say nobody don't want to hang with old Termo.
I didn't say that.
Okay, listen, man.
I don't think anybody jumps into anything these days anymore. It's just
they do. People want to be a part. People want to be in of whatever may be their likes. They want to be a part of that moving entity.
I think I just need to meet the one dude that's I have similar values and goals with, and then we decide that's what it has to be.
What about Thad being one of your members? Is he of that criteria?
It's hard to nail that guy down to anything.
Okay. So he might not be part of that criteria.
Yeah. Yes, but not yet, probably.
Has his stock gone down?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I know that's a horrible question, but this is excluding people.
But there are people that like to be inspired. They like to inspire. They are of a the same mindset that you are. They have the same... similar spiritual values that you have.
Well,
they like good whiskey, you know.
Hot bitches.
Yeah, they want to talk about hot bitches.
Yeah, I
want to
be a little dirty, too. Yeah. I want it to be a little dirty.
All of that.
Little rat packy. I want it to have a little scoundrel to it.
All right, you'll need cigarettes, martinis.
We're the silver scoundrels.
No, they can't have cigarettes or cigars. He don't like that. I don't know. He might like a nice cigar.
No,
I don't. He's going to have to give in somewhere.
Not necessarily. No, you don't have to give in when you're your club. You vet and invite in who you want to.
Okay, so there'll be no drinking?
No, there will be.
Or no, smoking?
No smoking. Which would be fine with me because I don't smoke and I don't want to be around it.
Yeah, so far so good.
Would you let Dee and Lex be in your club?
Not the way I'm being treated by Lex, anyway.
It's okay, man.
I would let Dee in my club right now. She's gonna have to dress a little better.
I got the clothes. I mean, that's,
you do.
That's,
we'll talk about that in the meeting.
No problem.
And I think.
Do you want to wear them though? You want to itch for Terry?
I think we should only have about 10 guys in it.
That's perfect.
And you can't have too many people. And then you do appearances.
Yeah.
You're sponsored by, you know.
You do charity.
So, wait. What do you do during these appearances, though?
People want to meet you guys because you're the guy. Yeah, you speak.
So they want to meet you just because you stand around and look cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it would be great.
Is that right?
They want to hear our story. Yeah. Just like there are people that want to be.
What's the story?
Hey,
I bought a suit. Come.
You're such a dick.
Listen, D, this is what we have to deal with.
You won't let us explain before you.
You bought a suit?
No. Hush your mouth and let me explain the story.
You bought a suit? Let us explain. You weren't even in this club 5 minutes ago.
But I am now. I am now. See, you said the correct word five minutes ago.
We already have our first jealous guy.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago I wasn't
apart.
Where's
he? He's got... We already have our first jealous naysayer.
Yeah.
This is teaching us how to deal with the dregs of life.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You don't believe in us because it's not something you want in your life.
But yeah, there's appearances.
I think I still wouldn't believe in you.
We'll be sponsored by some big giant whiskey company.
Man, I would love that for you.
It'd be great.
Our appearances are like, you know, kind of almost like TED Talks. It's inspiring people.
Already done.
Okay.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.